Добрый день, дорогие товарищи. Сегодня мы, как обычно, продолжаем наш очередной виртуальный урок.
Good day, dear friends. Today we're once again continuing our virtual lesson course. And in the coming hour, we're going to need to renew and resume and strengthen ourselves this article, Freedom of Will. We do need to go through it once again because this is the most important article. We talked about the fact that if we don't know that one action that we can do freely in this world and all the other actions are done automatically, compulsory, and the rest of forces that we don't even understand within, on the outside, when we get impressed by what's happening on the outside and we don't even understand that it's happening, and because of something that arises within us, thoughts, ideas, feelings, where they're coming from, if we could make sense of all this, then we would reach the same conclusion that the capitalists are telling us, that man has no free choice other than aspire towards the goal of creation. Only this path is before him, this narrow path. Of all the 360 degrees that supposedly exist before us, there is only one tiny ray along which we can go forward. Everything else is just spinning in place. This is what the science of Kabbalah says. We don't have to believe it, of course. But the problem is when you try to test it, you will see that this is truly so. And Kabbalah says it in a very rational, logical way. And asks, what is freedom of will for a person in this world? It exists in nothing. On the level of our world, we're all puppets. Why? Because we all exist in our desire to enjoy. Therefore, any circumstances are calculated, they're assessed in terms of greater or lesser pleasure, greater accessibility or lesser. And this is what we choose. Meaning man always chooses what's optimal for his ego, what's most possible to get pleasure out of the situation. And everything, all the situations we find ourselves in, this is what we do. We calculate and you pick the one that seems optimal to us, to the ego. And this essentially is our entire life from start to finish on the level of this world, within the framework of this world. There is no freedom of will. And why should it be? Where is it going to be located? All the qualities I have are embedded in me. They're inherent from my parents. And all the other qualities are received over the course of my upbringing. This has become my second nature. And then the environment also provides me with all kinds of values. And it's a whole ladder, a scale of values. What's better, what's worse, what's less, what's more, and so on. And therefore, I choose everything only according to my animal and my animal qualities and what the outside world is giving me. So I'm nothing but an executing mechanism. And in this, we're all equal. So there is no reward here for any actions that we do. There is no paradise, there is no hell for anybody. Everything that pertains to this corporal life, everything that's included in it, and what's behind it, there's nothing behind it. There's simply the decomposal of our matter and all that it all its components. That's all that has to do with our flesh. So when this freedom will occur with a person, when there is a second component that comes into play, besides the desire to enjoy, there is also the embryo of the desire to bestow, to give pleasure. It's not the animal desire to bestow to your loved ones, which you consider as when a mother feels a child, or when a person feels his loved ones, his family, close people to him, or perhaps in some ways we feel this towards people that are strange to us. Still, these feelings and these calculations are egoistic. we need to understand what is this manifestation within a person of this new quality, the quality of bestowal. It's not within our nature at all, not within our world. And when a person, this quality appears within a person, and when it does, it puts itself in the opposite of the egoistic quality, and these two qualities begin to exist parallel each other within a person. This is when a person acquires the opportunity to make a decision. And how does he make a decision? How does he go about it at every moment? Where he has these two opposite qualities, these two worlds existing in him, what does he do with them? And here is where the science of Kabbalah comes in and says, all right, very good. Now that you have two qualities which are opposite, if you exist between the two worlds, between these two forces of the creation and the creator, the creator is the force of love and bestowal, and the force of the creation and the creature is reception and hatred to others. And these two forces are necessary, and they're opposite and they're equal. And with their help, only by placing them correctly, with the proper balance between them, first the person brings himself to make a decision, and once he makes a decision, he elevates the quality of the creator in him over the quality of reception. Or maybe the opposite, but only after he is able to bring himself to a state when these two forces in him, they're equal, they're opposite and equal, only then does he come to the possibility of freedom of will. Before this, it doesn't exist in him. And if he comes to a state when these two forces are absolutely opposite and absolutely equal in him, how does he choose and how did he choose between them if they're equal and opposite in him? So what helps him choose? It says here that he chooses the only opportunity that he has. He draws to him the environment. Initially, we are created as one whole. 7 billion, doesn't matter. Maybe it could be 3 trillion, the numbers don't matter. All the souls in the world, they constitute one whole system, completely interconnected and giving life to everything. One soul is not part of it, then it goes out of order. If it doesn't participate in this conglomerate, that's it. Then the normal existence of all the other souls stops as well. It's a disease is felt, a lack, a deficiency of some kind, a problem. In this way, we have descended from the upper world, from the world of infinity, in which we existed, world of infinity, as one soul, we have descended along 5 degrees to the level of this world, in which we exist, our world, and in it, 7 billion souls.
И все они абсолютно разные, все они отделенные друг от друга.
And they are absolutely different. They're all separate from one another. And these two worlds, by the way, the world of infinity and our world, they are added one on top of the other. And there are other worlds in between them. These are the degrees of our separation, detachment, cutting off from one another. In this world, we're all completely interconnected as one soul. complete unification. Here it's 20% less in the world of Adam Kadmon. Here in the world of Atzilut it's 40% less. Here it's 60% less in the world of Bria, 80% less in the world of Yetzirah, and 100% less in the world of Asiya. Our world is the last degree of the world of Asiya. In other words, we're always becoming further away. But this drawing further away is only with respect to us. This is a concealment of the connection with respect to us. Therefore, in our world, when we exist here and we want to start feeling the upper world, we simply need to start connecting. And by connecting, unifying together, in so doing, we ascend. When we unite even more, we feel the upper world even more. In other words, our movement is dependent on the strength of this connection, the magnitude of it. Meaning, if the disconnection is 20%, now we're going back from below upwards. This means we exist in the world of Asiya. No, I apologize. 0%, that's the world of Asiya. 20% is the world of Yetzirah, 40% Bria, 60% Atzilut, 80% the world of Adam Kadmon, and 100% is the world of infinity. This is how we ascend. This is the descent from above downward, and this is the ascent from below upward. This is how it happens. So, our entire work is in connecting, making everything into one whole again, and then in this unification we will feel the light, which fills all the space between us, not every one of us, but in between us. Therefore, our ascent constitutes 125 degrees across five worlds, five pratsfim in every world, and five spherot in every pratsfim, 125 degrees. Meaning the very smallest, lowest degree, that's one of 125 of the highest states. If we unite on one out of 125 degrees of our unification, we then pass into a state called Mokson. We begin to feel for the first time interconnected between us. And then we feel the light that fills us. And the light that fills the highest light, the most upper light is called Naranchai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Yichaya Yechida, with capital letters, Naranchai. These five degrees are like the five worlds, and then they also break down into five more, and five more. So in the very first degree, we need to feel Naranchai divided by Naranchai divided by Naranchai once more. 5 divided by 5 divided by 5 again. So that's 125th of the upper light. As soon as we provide this 125th of our unification, meaning the unification between us and the light that fills us and the spiritual sensation that we receive, and the spiritual degree that we ascend to, it all is the same thing. this is what we are, what we come to as we realize our freedom of will. How? When we begin to fully understand that there are two forces existing in us.
Как такая гантеля
здесь? It's like a weight, a dumbbell. A dumbbell where on one side you have the ego.
И с другой стороны существует свойство альтруизма или отдачи.
And on the other side you have altruism or bestowal.
А мы с вами находимся посреди. Допустим, вот здесь.
Then we exist in the middle, right here. If we can build within ourselves the correct condition, being in the middle, then we reach freedom of will. Meaning this is not freedom of will yet. This is what we must come to. This is how we must construct it within us. Hence it is written, I have created evil. That's the first thing that we must reveal within us. Revelation of evil. And I have created the light. That's number two. In order to correct it.
Вот, когда человек
how is this done?
Каббалой, к нему приходит высший...
When a person studies Kabbalah, the upper light comes to him. And this upper light
человека таким образом формирует, что в нем падение...
It forms, shapes a person in this way. That this descent and ascent within them, they happen alternatively. They alternate between them. We have descent here and ascent here.
Когда человек постепенно приходит к состоянию, когда для него и падения, и подъемы одинаковые, равносильные.
And when a person gradually comes to a state when to him descent and ascent are the same, they're equal. He understands that they happen because he must go forward, he must advance. He understands that it comes from one source, that this light comes to him. Except, but once the light gives him an extra weight for him to get stronger, and then afterwards it gives him the strength to handle this extra weight and acquire this extra strength. And after a person gathers this, his level, increases his level. This swing of sorts. First, it's on this, this side is higher, then this side goes higher, and then it goes higher and higher. The level increases, and so on. Gradually, they come to a level where a person now needs to choose a freedom of will, make a free choice here. What is he going to do? He's not going to keep going back and forth between the sense and the sense, the sense and the sense. He needs to strengthen himself so that these, both the sense and the sense, help me reveal the upper force. I have collected enough within me, between these sense and the sense. This was first, second, third, fourth degrees, and so on. I have gone for many states. And here is where freedom of will appears within me. And what does it speak of? It tells me... I choose, how do I... What do I do from here? How do I raise my right shoulder over my left shoulder, for instance?
Чтобы это у меня было выше. Плюс.
For this side to be higher, this would be the plus. With respect to this.
Как я могу это сделать?
How can I do this?
И тут он только приходит к этому пониманию. Это не просто. Потому что
here he only comes to the realization of this. And this is not simple. That he has the opportunity to do this with only one condition. That here he acquires a force that will help him to elevate. Who's going to give him that shoulder, that assistance? That boost that he needs to raise this quality of the soul in him. Only the group. Why?
Часть его самого лично,
because essentially, this is the part within him, personally, that he's missing. That only now he's beginning to understand he needs to connect with himself.
Да. Который он находился, когда был абсолютно разобщен.
That degree that he existed on, where he was completely separated from them. Now he understands that the next degree is when he is connected with everybody else. To the extent that he can imagine to himself this connection with unification with everyone else. He can't imagine this on the level of the world of infinity. That's the fantasy to him. But on this level where he is, he imagines himself this connection, this degree, as a kind of unification with the group, within the group. And he is ready to do this, and he aspires to this. And to the extent that he aspires to it, he receives from the group this force that helps him put the quality of bestowal above the quality of reception. And in so doing, for the first time in his life, perhaps over the course of many reincarnations into this life, he makes a choice, his first free movement, action. And for this, he is rewarded with paradise, of course. What is paradise? When this extra weight of the light comes to him and enters him. That light he receives in this unified vessel, unified desire with others, this light that he begins to receive here, this is that divine light, the light of connection, the light of the Creator.
Никогда такого он не видел, не испытывал, не чувствовал, потому что первый раз он соединился с остальными.
He had never seen this or experienced this or felt this, because for the first time now, he connected with others. And in this connection with others,
поле, которое между ними заполняет все пространство.
He discovers a field which fills all the space between them. It's in a very small extent, only 1/125th. But it's already huge because he already exists in this state. And this filling of the light of his vessel, this is called the state of paradise. And this is how we come to realize our only freedom of choice. Meaning, if we approach this seriously, this typically happens several years after a serious study of Kabbalah, a study with the group, with the books, very studiously and regularly, and with aspiring to make sense of it and to understand it and to advance, and trying to figure out where my freedom of will lies. And the result is that I connect with others. I unify with them, and in this I reveal the upper light which fills all the spaces between us. And even now it fills it, but I can only discover it, reveal it to the extent that I want to discover the connection between us. How else am I going to reveal the upper light? It needs to be revealed in some material, and this material is that desire that I aspire toward others.
Могут только эти две силы, с которыми мы
Only these two forces can bring us to this state, with which we work, which exists in us, that is the negative force or the positive force.
И та, и другая устроены только для того, чтобы навести нас вперед. Так же, как когда человек только начинает...
Both of these forces are there only to help us go forward. Only when a person understands that the ego also is there to help him. Just as altruism, where he works with the left side and the right side, in the same way, he tries to bring them to a common denominator and use them to ascend. That's when he begins to properly relate to everything that he feels in his life. And on the other hand, from the standpoint of nature, nature's governance, we exist under these two forces, the negative force, which is called the path of suffering, or the positive force, which also pulls us forward, which is called the path of light, the path of Kabbalah. Therefore, either we take these two forces upon ourselves, the negative and the positive, and we use them at the same time in order to move forward, or nature uses these two forces, if we don't actualize them, both the negative and the positive force, in order to push us from behind with the negative one and to pull us forward with the positive one. So it's very simple, these two forces of the creation and the creator, ego and bestowal, and man is between them, standing there. And he must always balance himself correctly with the help of this one upper force, which influences him from above, right here, which develops in him both the positive and the negative side, in order to create a conflict between them. And the more a person ascends over these forces, along these degrees, from our world to the world of infinity, the more these two forces, in this way, they connect in him. A small person on the level of our world, for him, he can't discern between the negative and the positive force, but as he begins to ascend, he begins to feel this oppositeness between them, minus and plus. And this oppositeness between them, the difference between them, which means as he begins to balance them and he walks along the middle line, this is the middle line, then his ability to balance them, it becomes greater as well. Look what we have here. It might not be true to scale, but look at this, to the extent that I apply, and look at the difference in the angles. It follows that there is a great benefit to the ascents and descents. Look, compare to where I descend here versus how much I descend when I'm higher. Look at this delta, this difference. It's much greater than it is on the bottom.
Поэтому каждый, кто поднимается выше, у него выше, у него больше минус, и также и плюс.
Therefore, anyone who ascends higher, he has a greater minus and a greater plus. Meaning he becomes a great person with great potential, both negative and positive. And because of this, he has greater effectiveness in his freedom of will. He's given a greater opportunity to use his freedom of will. A small Kabbalist is given these smaller opportunities in freedom of will, and a great Kabbalist receives great ones. And as he comes to the very summit, the very top, and here at the top, he becomes just as omnipotent. He has 100% of the positive side and 100% of the negative side, and here he becomes equal to the Creator, connecting within himself these two forces.
Самая проблема большая, я бы сказал, в том, что все это теоретически мы прекрасно.
I would say that the biggest problem is that we understand this very well theoretically. There's nothing difficult about this. But to practically bring us to the actualization of this, you need years of study. And over thousands of years of revealing problems in this life, plus all the issues that are revealing themselves right now, as only the initial state of this development. First, separate individuals are brought to this, then more people, the masses, until the entire world comes to this, because everyone needs to be equal to the Creator. Everyone needs to actualize his freedom of will, but to the degree that is necessary for his individual soul. Otherwise, a person will not be independent. He will not know who he's dealing with. He will not reveal the Creator. He will not have this opportunity within him to reveal these two forces, plus and minus, and me between them. And this is the place in which I contain the world of infinity. Then, naturally, the program of creation would not be actualized, in which we must all achieve complete revelation of the Creator, in that we connect with to everyone else in absolute connection, unification. So you can imagine the path that lies ahead of us. It's not simple. I think that it's going to be actualized shortly. I think that we're going to start actualizing our freedom of will within the near future. It will depend on how much we understand, how well we understand that everything exists within the group, that only the connection between us will give every one of us inside the sensation of the upper world. No matter what it seems to us, look, what are these friends of mine? They're all lazy loafers, they're liars and thieves and I don't know what else. They're stubborn and so on. And maybe I'm not better than they are, but this is the state of things. So why must I try to unite with them and lower myself before them? I try to unite all of us together into one whole, and only in this I will reveal something upper, higher. What can possibly be higher within this? My ego doesn't allow me to think well about them. And a lot of time passes before, in these attempts that I make, I begin to realize that this is the Creator playing me, that He is the one tripping me, basically. He's the one giving me these thoughts about my friends, that in reality I wouldn't have been thinking them about the friends, but He's the one who is making this happen. He's showing me this picture where they are so bad, and then as though I need to relate to them and in a just way, that I need to reject them, I need to criticize them, and I have very reasonable justification to do it. Only when a person begins to realize that it's all the Creator basically guiding him, then he begins to work on himself so that despite this rejection, he works in this. Constantly. It is written in Kabbalah to always try to justify all the friends in everything that happens, absolutely everything, that's for your benefit. Play against the Creator, opposite the Creator. He deliberately increases the minus, and you need to increase the plus. And then you will see how He truly plays with you. It will take some time, and beyond this game, behind it, you will begin to feel the Creator's personality out of yourself, out of the group, and when you begin to feel all sorts of feelings of rejection and attraction and justification and accusal and all these things together, you will begin to guess, as it is written, from your actions I will know you. Do we think that these are good actions? What kind of good actions can there be? The Creator proclaims, I have created evil, means I, from this evil, by working with it, I will begin to feel Him, the maker of this evil. But when I try to justify Him, when I work against Him, opposite Him, when I begin to realize that this is directed at me, for me to work against these rejections, and then I will begin to reveal Him as the opposite, absolutely loving, absolutely loving and kind and giving, and who desires to unite me with everybody else at the highest possible level. And that's how we're going to advance. Herein lies freedom of will, to correctly view, regard this picture, the action in which we exist. This is probably the most important thing for us today, so let's try to do this all together, and everyone individually, without paying any attention to others. It will seem to me that I'm the only one trying to do this, and everybody else is not even trying, then they couldn't care less about it. But then I discover, no, in reality, everyone is doing this. Everyone, and I'm left behind. Everyone understands what needs to be done, but nobody told me. Everyone's doing it, and everyone's connecting together, and they're there, connected within. But I was left behind, and it's like they're laughing at me, and they're the fact that I'm still lagging behind. And then I will see more and more states, and even this I'll begin to justify. But applying efforts, these efforts at the initial stages, in order to correctly use this plus and minus, and put myself in the middle, and direct it correctly toward the group, this is the place of actualizing one's freedom of will. Do we have any questions? We have lots of questions. A whole series of questions from... Speaking of groups, by the way. We see this, any group, anywhere in the world, we see that as soon as they begin to come together, and these may be great people, great guys, great bunch of guys, every one of them is an angel by himself. Meaning, they truly want to come closer to the Creator, to ascend over this world, and he understands that this world is insignificant and it's not worth being here. The only reason why we're here is to ascend higher, and there is nothing else. What other reason is there to exist in this world? As soon as he connects to the group, it's all over. He begins to make calculations that he's ashamed to even realize it, if he were to realize it. Before he came to the group, he had no other desires other than the Creator. But now, no. Now he's opposite this, opposite that. Why does he do this? Why doesn't he do that? He wants to command on this playground. And what's here? There's nothing, but he's unable to let it go. Why? Because it's the Creator doing it deliberately, blindfolding him. And we need to remember this. Write it down and remind yourself about this. And try your best, as much as you can, to always ascend over it. Above these petty arguments and these problems. But they will always be increasing in order for us to ascend over them. And if people understand that this is all the Creator's game, they begin to get closer to freedom of will. We have a lot of questions from different countries. What is connection? What is the strength of connection? What is the connection between people? That we must be connected together. The connection between people is when we feel completely equal in one common whole. That is connection. This connection is actualized by only the Creator. He connects us together. He connects everything. He is this field, this fulfillment that exists between us. This field of thoughts, reason, feelings, this field of transfer of information, energy, and everything. That is the Creator. The upper force, the quality of nature. Without this quality that connects us, we would have been lifeless elements. The Creator livens us and connects us between us. Filling the space between us with energy, information, life force, up to the level of inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, levels of nature. And he wishes to bring us to a point where we, each one of us individually, begin to evoke this unification between us on the level of man. We see that we're connected. We see that the entire nature is connected between themselves. And all the sciences speak about this, that everything in nature is interconnected. All the people in the world speak of this. And it's being revealed to us right now that we exist in a global world. But this is still, it doesn't yet obligate us to reach the highest level, the fourth level, the level of man, to reveal in this world. But the Creator wants us to reveal this connection between us at the highest possible level. He maintains this connection, he actualizes it, but we need to desire to reveal it, to live in it, with it, for it to reveal itself between us. So that in this world, this quality, this force called the Creator would reveal itself. That's what's demanded of us, to come to this necessity. And here is where our free choice, free desire lies, independent desire, to come to desire that the world in which we live gets imbued with this upper force, the Creator, the world of love, it will become. That's why it's called the highest, the upper law. And truly, there is nothing else. As soon as it is revealed, we immediately feel that we exist beyond time and space, beyond all problems, beyond everything. We exist in complete connection between us, and the Creator is there, filling all the spaces between us. Meaning his manifestation, he is revealed completely, and we become complete equal partners in this revelation. This is called the merging, the adhesion of the creator with the creature. That's the end point of our development. We have some more questions about this. So if we don't feel or we can't imagine to ourselves the consequences of unification and the creator's revelation in this connection, what gives us this point of Rav says, well, for as long as we can't move individually, we get pushed from behind, and everyone feels this individually as well, that we're pushed from behind, and every person, in addition to that, all of humanity feels it as well. All humanity moves ahead in a compulsory manner. By not realizing our freedom of will, we evoke this force, this negative force that pushes us with all these negative stimuli, which is called the path of suffering, until we come to a state where truly we can actualize the connection between us and we can continue moving forward in a positive way with the help of the light. But again, in order to draw the light, we need to try to unite between us. And as we try to unite between us, we see that we're unable to do it. And to that extent, the demand for this from the upper force arises in us. I can't simply desire for this upper force to do this. I can scream, I can suffer, but that's not the correct way of asking. Making this request. The correct way is to show to this force the correct application of this. What is this force supposed to do? To fill the space between me and the other soul. So when I try to unite with the friends and I reveal this abyss between us, and then it becomes necessary for this upper force to fill this abyss, this schism. On the other hand, when this desire appears in me, this desire is called man, and that's when the upper force, the creator, fills all of the space. We have more questions about this drawing that we've had from Nizhegorod. The question is, this cone that you drew, is there a limit to this infinity? From America also we have a similar question. In terms of the exponentiality of this, I don't want to really get into how exactly this happens, whether this way or this way. Are these walls or is it a wave-like kind of advancement, coming closer and then going further, and there are points of intersection. I don't want to get into it because there are a lot of inner processes that go into this. This is like a string, we work with strings, and there are a lot of sort of inner details about this. There's no point getting into them now. When we start dealing with the upper correction, we'll start dealing with this as well. When we have the feelings and the sensations to make sense of it, then we'll be dealing with it. We'll have the opportunity to individually, independently work with these. Then we'll have the opportunity to do this. That's first. And second, is there a finite point to this? It seems to us as infinite. Both these sides, the left and the plus, they seem infinite to us. Here, it turns out that the minus here, it always appears to me that it's greater than the plus. And the plus appears like it's small on the one hand. On the other hand, I need to equalize them. And that means I need to keep to this middle line. I need to bring them both to this middle line. And from this middle line, I appeal. I create a mom. And from my standpoint, when I exist here, any opposition between them I feel as infinity, because this is the maximum of what I can fill myself with. And so with respect to my abilities and my perception, it's infinite. More questions about this drawing. Hamlet from Moscow asks, when, as we ascend, Hamlet, is that a first name or a last name? If that's a first name, then it must be, the person must be British. I don't know, but this is what he called himself. Interesting. During the ascent, the upper side is increased with the help of the light. So how does the left side get increased? No, that's not correct. The left side gets increased through the light as well. The light comes from above as one whole. We drew it here, and he increases both the positive and the negative components. The light influences me equally, both sides. From the standpoint of the Creator, there is no different attitude to my ego, to my quality of reception versus my quality of bestowal. For the Creator, it's the same thing. These two opposite qualities are two shoulders of mine, two forces with the help of which I can begin to discern between good and evil, and thus to sense, to feel the greater the separation between them, the greater their width, their breadth, the greater is my detector to feel between them, to feel the difference. Therefore, there is no point in feeling the negative side as negative, because the greater it is, the greater I am able to discern between these two forces. So without this minus, without my ego, I wouldn't be able to do anything. That's why this minus and plus, they come together. And in this opposition that I create here, it gives me the potency of the light, the revelation of the Creator. Because under no circumstances do I cancel either the plus or the minus. I leave this oppositeness here, this resistance. This is the resistance that brings both forces to zero. They need to be, one needs to equal the other, absolutely. You can draw it here as a, in this way. And this is the Creator that I need to bring to absolute balance, equilibrium in this system. You can imagine this in any way you want, but the plus and the minus here, they're equal to one another. They are actually, they're equal in their benefit, in their potency, in everything. How can you do this without a minus, without the ego? You can't. That's why Kabbalah is called the science of reception, the correct use of ego, of the egoism. So let's clarify. Can we clarify what is the role of man himself, if the Creator provides both these things, to correctly receive this signal from the Creator and to balance myself and the group into one whole? More questions? Giacomo from Italy asks, does this ascent to 100% above, does it constitute my feeling, my sensation of complete? Can you repeat the question again? Of course, to the extent that I unite with everyone else, I ascend. This sensation, is it in the sensation of 100%? It's an absolutely real sensation when I am connected with everyone to greater and greater extent. And I feel this within within all the people that populate the world. Not their external manifestation, the way that they appear to me on the outside. A person stops paying attention to it completely, but this inner relationship, inner connection with everyone else, that's the true reality. When this external show on the outside, it fades away, and you begin to feel the inner connection between people and how the Creator is revealed to you in this connection. That's exactly how it works in the world of infinity. Meaning, we don't construct anything ourselves, we simply reveal it for ourselves. We reveal this reality that exists and it's unchanging. We don't discover any surprises for us. It all exists even now, except it's gradiated with respect to us, to the extent of our advancement and to what degree we are. But the Creator exists. And this state of the world of infinity is there all along. And everything that we see now, that it's simply an illusion of our loss of consciousness, essentially. And we simply need to open our eyes and, like a person that comes to his senses. Herein lies essentially the practical freedom of will that we have. I hope that in this we've finished our article. We have one more question from North America. Everyone is preparing for the convention coming up, and Alexander from Toronto asks, what is our freedom of will before the Mahzon? Today, your freedom of will is only to put together the North American convention that's coming up, for the entire world to connect to it, for it to be on the maximum intensity, to have very good preparation, all the songs, all the clips, all the performances, everything that we do, for all of this to be prepared ahead of time, for all the people knew, so for all of them to know what they're coming to. There would be homework for the people to come to a place where everything is familiar to them. That's when in the heart and in the mind they will have a space to work on the connection. Otherwise they'll always be feeding on all your surprises, and that's not good. There should not be any surprises. People should know, we should know what we're singing, how we're dancing, what we're going to talk about. Everything, absolutely everything. Every last word needs to be known to everyone. The only thing we need to do is to put the correct intention to this unification between us. So that's what we need to work on. So let's start working on it, because we don't have a lot of time. So let's do what we can to actualize for the first time our freedom of will at the upcoming convention. Good luck to everyone. Goodbye.